traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article out of the dailymail.co.uk. And I don't want to bum out the Trump supporters, but Donald Trump, if he should run, which he is going to, and should he win in 2024, this is a hypothetical. I personally, you know my view, he will not be able to resume any type of political position, even be involved in politics in the near future. It's not going to be allowed by God himself, and by the continuity of government agencies. But in the article, Trump would gut the government should he win in 2024. This is by Morgan Phillips. This was on Friday last week, the 22nd of July. Donald Trump has plans to purge the so-called deep state beyond what any president has done before, if he runs for and wins the presidency in 2024. As many as 50,000 government workers could find themselves on the chopping block. Yeah, that would be wonderful. He would clean house of mid-level staffers at the Pentagon, Justice Department, State Department, and beyond, and bring in thoroughly vetted candidates who were found to be more closely aligned with his America First agenda. In his first term, he had zero selections, very few, if almost none. Every one that he appointed initially, he had to remove them. Scaramucci, remember him? I think that's the guy's name. He wasn't there maybe a week. All these people, he did not have a selection because they were all so corrupt. The political system is so corrupt. Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence. This guy was a bigger joke than Joe Biden. A supposed Christian. I don't buy it. And the Christians, anytime you hear the word Christians, oh, he's a man of God, he's a candidate, and he's already vetted. No way. Most Christians don't understand Christianity. They believe what they hear. They don't have any discernment. Mike Pence, from the very beginning, this guy's a coward. And he is an insider, always has been, always will be, and he's going to go into the future. Hopefully he'll be prosecuted for his pedophilia. Now, continuing with the article, Trump is planning to use an executive order called Schedule F, which he issued in October 2020, and Biden later rescinded. The order would reclassify tens of thousands of civil servants. These civil servants, I've talked about senior executive service, 7,000 appointed by the President Obama as he left office. These senior executive employees, they don't come up through the ranks. They are appointed by the president. It began with Jimmy Carter, the initial criminal of the presidency for the last seven presidents, almost eight presidents, going to be an eighth president here quickly. Senior Executive Services. This is who this article is talking about, these people. It will strip them of their employment protections. Remember all the criminals, initially Bruce Orr, the old attorney general in the Obama administration, and his beautiful wife, Nellie Orr. Remember Nellie? Just a beautiful, beautiful woman. She's an 11, but I'm not sure she might be a man. And she's not really an 11. She's like a 1. But they used to, Donald Trump would joke about Bruce Orr and his beautiful wife, Nellie. Man. Then you had James Clapper, another criminal. Andrew McCabe. Remember these people? FBI director in the intelligence agency. You know, and he gets a pension from senior executive services. Donald Trump fires him. And what happens? No, the president cannot fire anyone in senior executive services that have been appointed to those positions. And so what happens? He's fired, but his pension is, they give it to him. Then you have James Comey, FBI director. Birds of a feather stick together. You had Robert Mueller, son of Heinrich Mueller, one of Adolf Hitler's top SS generals. Son of Heinrich Mueller. And Heinrich, eventually, after prior to the CIA becoming the CIA in 1947, there was another agency, OSS, I can't remember, Office of Strategic Service, something like that. And Heinrich ends up in the CIA, working for the U.S. government. Hitler's top general. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Yeah, that's not too cool. It's not politically correct. And you would think that, a song about somebody shooting down his old lady. Well, what about these murderers that go into schools and shoot these children? It's not politically correct either. But hey, with some people, anything, everything is out of bounds. With other people, nothing is out of bounds. And speaking of Joe, where is Joe? Is Joe being suicided? Is he being suicided by the doctors that are attending to him? Is Kamala Harris, is she waiting anxiously in the wings, hoping that possibly Joe has caught the flu? Maybe he's being Arkansas-ed. And then Nancy, this is my opinion, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, Nancy, she is planning a trip to Taiwan, but now that Joe is nowhere to be found, is Nancy going to stay put? Is she going to stay close? Because she might possibly become a contender for the position of president of this country. Now, we're going to know how bad Joe is doing by watching Nancy. She's going to be the litmus test, the litmus paper. If she stays put, Joe is probably going to be in serious condition. He's already in serious condition. No one's reporting a thing. Everything is mum. All clear on the Eastern Front. Before I forget, on the weekend, on the Swamp Fight, JD, he had on Cicely Davis. She's running for Congress against Ilhan Omar. It was one of the best. I'm not into the political world, but this girl is very, very grounded. She's very sharp, this Cicely Davis. And you should, I think, Ilhan has got a real fight on her hands. The primary is coming up. And if fate does not intervene, if the children of the devil who do not want her to run and to be running directly against Ilhan, if she should win, which we're hoping she will, this in Minnesota is going to be a real fight. Or is it Michigan? Oh, I forgot. But anyhow, JD had it was a great interview. Saturday, the Swamp Fight. I ask you, you probably want to listen to it. It is really good. Now, going back to Donald Trump, going back to this article, if Donald Trump should win, he probably would use the Schedule F and eliminate a lot of these people that are in senior executive services. I know it won't happen. The reason I know it won't happen is because of continuity of government. I know it won't happen because these people are too powerful, too connected. You can't break their stranglehold on the government of the United States of America. I'd love to say that, yes, Donald Trump is going to be able to gut the system. He won't. I don't think Donald Trump will. We probably won't get into, by the time the 2024 election comes, this country is not going to be a republic any longer. It will be probably, I don't know what would be worse than a totalitarian government, if there is such a thing. But I don't think there's going to be a 2024 election. I think that the president that is hidden, the hidden president who is working behind the scenes that is going to replace Joe Biden, is very anxious to resume the presidency. He's very anxious to once again resume his secret government here in the United States of America. I'm talking about Barry Satoro, or aka Barack Obama. The Trump official who came up with Schedule F order said it would apply to as many as 50,000 of the some 2 million federal workers. Other Trump allies say the figure will not need to be that high, because if you fire a smaller segment of anti-Trump bad apples, that would be enough to trigger behavior change. Doing so could strip mid-level government staffers of any sense of job stability and set a new precedent, forcing future new presidents to seek out and install their own loyalists throughout the bureaucracy. Senior Executive Services, Jimmy Carter, with the help of Field McConnell's sister, Macy, what was her name? Marcy. What was her first name? Something Marcy. She put this together for Field McConnell's sister, put this together for Jimmy Carter. A brilliant, brilliant plan. What was her name? Marcy. Oh, boy. So then you have, again, Robert Mueller. All these people were senior executive appointees, most of them. Not all of them, because they were appointed when Barack Obama took office. But because they are senior executive, really, for the most part, employees of the senior executive service, they can't be fired. I had talked yesterday about the Valley Girls and these very powerful women. I had read out of a CNN Money Fortune article out of October 28, 2008. Wouldn't you know that all of a sudden these Valley Girls out of Silicon Valley, they come into position at the very first, at the beginning, right after Barack Obama, at the time of his election. Did they suspect? Did they know? Were they able to foresee that they were going to be able to take these positions as women? One woman, Lorna Bornstein, she's president of the online real estate service Move. And you have Meg Whitman. She's eBay. Then you have Whitman. She and a woman by the name of Fioria. What was Fioria's last name? Fioria. I'll find it. But they topped Fortune's most powerful women, the list, in the first 8 years of its 11-year existence. And these two girls, Whitman and Fiornia, they worked to elect John McCain president. You have these very powerful women. Then you have a girl by the name of, what was her name, Sandberg. Well, I know I wrote these down here. Sheryl Sandberg. She worked with Facebook, joined it as a chief operating officer. She boasts of 1,100 friends on Facebook. Well, she had one of the toughest assignments. She moved from the World Bank to McKinsey to the U.S. Treasury to Google to Facebook. Her friend Bornstein worked at Hewlett-Packard and Yahoo and eBay before landing at Move. And with this girl, Sandberg, guess who trains her? The key first man in her life other than her father is Larry Summers. And Larry Summers was the Secretary of Treasury 2 years under the Bush administration initially. And he says that she wasn't one of my students who raised her hand all the time, but when the midterm came, she got the best grade by some margin. After working for Summers at the World Bank and later at the Treasury, where he was secretary, Sandberg was lured to Google by its new CEO, Eric Schmidt. She headed Google's online sales and operations apparatus, building it from four people to 4,000 people. She plays a key role in shaping Google's culture. She says, we had a speaker series at Google, and someone made the point that it was almost all men. So Susan Wojcicki and Marissa Mayer said that we should have a woman speaking series, which they did. All women, with the help of Jane Fonda and with Gloria Steinem, they put this thing together. Now, with Eric Schmidt, Eric Schmidt at Google, here about a year and a half ago, he realizes that he is going to be a target internationally, and he's an American citizen. But he realized that he needs to have a second passport. So he goes to the island there in the Mediterranean to get a passport. Not Sicily. Is it Sicily? No, not Sicily. It's called Cyprus. He goes to Cyprus to get a passport because people that want to migrate to Europe and be free to, or they don't want to migrate, but they want to have a second passport, they go to Cyprus, get a passport, and this allows them to travel through all of Europe. So that's what Schmidt does. He spends most of his time in China. So all these people, now with Gloria Steinem and Jane Fonda, Sandberg, she ends up working for Larry Summers for, I think it's 15 years. And in the meantime, who does she meet? A 23-year-old Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Greenberg Rockefeller Zuckerberg, who's a founder and CEO of Facebook, which he was not the one who invented Facebook. He had nothing to do with Facebook coming into existence. He was a DARPA shill. He was, once again, a Rockefeller family member. And who does he have behind him? He has all of the Rockefeller Foundation and the other Rockefeller children that still live to this very day, like Bill, William, Jefferson, Rockefeller, Clinton. And then you have, in my opinion, in my research, you have Hillary, Rodham, Rockefeller, Clinton, and their nephew or grandnephew, I don't know what you want to call him, he supposedly creates Facebook. No. Facebook was created by another man, put together by another man who was intelligent, who knew how to put things together, but it was not Mark Zuckerberg. Rick Rodriguez, The President Truth, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Continue. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Are you tired of your cabinets slamming shut?
Quiet! Keep it down up there!
Then upgrade to high-end no-slam cabinets with A&D Design.
They're priced 15% lower than big stores' plywood cabinets and 30% lower than their high-end cabinets.
They also have scratch and dent cabinets at a discount. For beautiful cabinetry and no more, call Daniel at 303-968-6678.
Or visit their website at andcabinetdesign.com.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yes, L.A. woman, L.A. woman, the Valley girls, all these girls, L.A. women. Susan Wosicki, she rents her garage. These are birds of a feather. They haunt together. They're haunting. They are in another world. She rents her garage to a guy by the name of Sergey Brin and Larry Page, who are the initial supposed, well, they are the founders of Google decades ago. And now we think, well, these two bright gentlemen, you know, they start Google and they're able to put this together. Well, they did. And it became a DARPA enterprise, which was run by the Central Intelligence Agency. This is out of an article by the Millennium Report, September 2nd, 2017. Everything must be out in the open. They're part of InQtel, the CIA, Nokia, Microsoft, Oracle, Google, Facebook, IBM. And they put this together and they began to put Google together. But the thing is this, they couldn't get everything they're doing to talk. In the computer world, everything has, they have to have a way for things to speak, to talk together. And though they were all involved in social media, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all these things, in spite of all of that, they didn't have the key ingredient to actually make it work. They didn't have the way to connect with all the social networking. Though they were immediately, they're funded by the CIA, by Highlands Forum, which is a venture capital investment firm, which was founded under the stewardship of the Office of Secretary of Defense and DARPA. And these two young PhD students from Stanford, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, they make their breakthrough on the first automated web crawling and page ranking application. Supposedly, that application remains the core component of what eventually became Google Search Service. Brin and Page, I'm reading from this article, performed their work with funding from the Digital Library Initiative, a multi-agency program of the National Science Foundation, NASA, and DARPA. That's just one side of it. Sergey Brin reported regularly and directly to two people who were not Stanford facility at all, Dr. Bhavani Turasingham and Dr. Rick Steinheiser. They were representatives of the Sensitive U.S. Intelligence Community Research Program on Information Security and Data Mining. So, this Bhavani, he's a distinguished professor and executive director of the Cybersecurity Research Center in the University of Texas, Dallas, and sought after expert on mining data, data management, information security issues. So all of you out there that work for all of these cell phone companies, you love Google. You don't know, really, that Google is there on behalf of all of the 3 to 26-letter agencies in this country to document, to watch, to listen to everything that you do. I hate to say that Google had to come into existence. God had to allow it. Because you see, the Bible says that there would come a world ruler who we know as Antichrist. Antichrist has to have an apparatus of terror. Adolf Hitler had an apparatus of terror. His apparatus of terror and terror included IBM punch cards, American companies, DuPont, Ford, all of the American companies, Rockefellers, Gateses, all of them putting together Adolf's apparatus of terror. And there is an apparatus of terror that Antichrist will have. It will be more sophisticated, more thorough, high technocracy, high science, a scientific dictatorship, which also includes every form of evil to kill and cull generally the mankind from off of the earth, to contaminate the people of the world with alien technology coming in from down deep down the rabbit hole, another dimension, using ancient DNA from Nephilim and from Neanderthal man and who knows what else. But there has to be, and God says in the book of Revelation, this is why the book of Revelation is one of the most important books in the Bible for our time. Every book in the Bible is vital. But for people that want to know how how everything ends and how and when everything ends, you must read the book of Revelation. It's thorough. It's complete. It talks about a war between God and a war between Satan, a dragon. This book is thorough. It talks about the Antichrist, the son, the offspring of the devil himself, and the companion. There's a Kemosabe and then there's a Tonto, so to speak. Kemosabe has a friend, Tonto. They have to work together. God allows them to work together. He says that they will work together to rule the end of the world empire, which goes to war with all the nations of the world that will not go along with their agenda. The nations of the East will have their own way to exist through the 7 years, and especially the last 3.5 years of Antichrist's rule on the earth. And the Antichrist has to have a compadre, which I believe is Bill Gates of Hell. We'll continue just in a second with Google and the rest of it. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Bob Cambrin with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we know water. We provide affordable, long-term solutions to make your water ideal. Call or text Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
This Friday at Spirits Music Hall, right here in Johnstown, just across the street from the radio station. They're having a comedy night featuring guys like Gio Giovanni, Mills Fuentes, and much more. The show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $10 to $15. Come on over to Spirits Music Hall and get a little comedy on July 29th, this Friday.
Searching but not finding, understanding
We're lost in a masquerade, and I am hopefully able to shed light on what is hidden behind the scenes that you don't know about. Maybe you do know about it. I'm going to just rehearse it to you. Now, with the DARPA funding, with these two guys, Sergey Brin and Larry Page, already from the beginning, they're being funded. Once they're funded, they're being controlled. Everything, once they are funded, they have to disclose all of their research. The venture capital investment firm, Highlands Forum, they want to know everything that's happening because they're going to patent everything. Now, this Lois Beecherl, she's a distinguished professor, and this Bhavini Thirasingham, she was sought after, and she worked for MITRE Corp., a leading U.S. defense contractor, where she managed the massive Digital Data Systems Initiative, a project sponsored by NASA, or NSA, CIA, and the Director of Central Intelligence to foster innovative research in information technology. So they're gathering information, but they're still not able to social network yet. She says, we funded Stanford University through the computer scientist Jeffrey Ullman, who had several promising graduate students working on many exciting areas. The professor told me, one of them was Sergey Brin, the founder of Google. The intelligence community's MDDS program essentially provided Brin seed funding, which was supplemented by many other sources, including sources in the private sector. So, for those now, you know, Google, yes, some individuals, they came up with the concepts, but eventually, immediately, they are always, anybody that is coming, that is inventing or discovering, learning how to bring in any new digital technology, you're being watched. You're going to be hijacked. People are going to knock on your door. And if you're doing any of this in a university, it doesn't belong to you. Well, going back to social networking, they're putting all this together, they're gathering all this information, but there's another piece of the puzzle that has to come into existence, social networking. And that has to come in, supposedly it came in through Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. He stole it with the help of DARPA, with the help of his professor at the university where he was going, Harvard, I believe it was. He's a thief. They're all thieves. Birds of a feather steal together. That's all they can do. They don't invent anything. But they have the power, the money, the people in government to hijack, steal, thieves. But, again, I go back to what I was saying in the last segment. At the end of the world, a coming individual, there's going to be an apparatus of terror. You're looking at the apparatus of terror and how it's being used already. Part of that apparatus, we can see being used against Alex Jones. When you own the court systems, it's an apparatus, part of the apparatus. There's no hope. It appears there's no hope. There is, because from another dimension, from a holy dimension and a righteous dimension, the God of that dimension that is the king has always been, will always be the king of that dimension. He allows things to come into this world to assist people as they need it. personally, individually, with groups, and he's still God is still using the Constitution of this country to hold back the evil a little while longer. Not much longer. You can't hold back the ocean with glass. Eventually the glass will, stress will be too much, and the ocean will come pouring in, and evil is coming into this world like never before. But the person that really put all this technology together for social media, his name was Michael McKibben, and he's leader of a group called Leader Technology. And he was a person that's instrumental in helping to bring on the ministry side. He is a believer. He is a Christian. He's a musician. He helped bring about a revival with a group of other musicians and Christian people from this country that began to do ministry in Russia in the late 70s, mid to late 70s. And they were able to bring the Holy Spirit into that nation to make Russia great spiritually as a God-fearing nation, setting up the conditions in that nation for what would happen when Vladimir Putin would become president first day of this century. Well, I'm running out of time, but this gives you an idea of what I'm hoping to present tomorrow. 1360kagency.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003. And we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we...
Before I forget, I was going to talk about the Valley Girls. This was 2008. Now we're 14 years later, and these women are trophy wives, right? Well, I don't think they're trophy wives anymore, but they're just as evil as they were then, if not more evil, in my opinion. Still powerful. And like Ron DeSantis, his wife, is one of them. She bumps elbows with these women. So we know who Ron DeSantis is being controlled by. All the groups I'm mentioning, the 3 to 6 letter agencies are involved. Pilgrim Society is involved. Senior Executive Services is involved. Continuity in Government is involved. And for those who think that there's any hope that Ron DeSantis is going to in any way is a conservative, he may be a conservative, but he's a Manchurian candidate. He's a sleeper. He's not going to do anything positive for the people of this country. Should he run? Should he win? Which he won't run, and he can't win. The apparatus of terror. This is all being set up. It has to be set up. And Christian innovators are putting together technologies that are going to be used by the coming ruler of the world. Christians, people don't want to believe this, but Christians are some of the greatest inventors that have ever lived because they have the Holy Spirit directing them. Like, for instance, the matter of insulators. When they began to put power lines up and run lines, you know, cross country, they didn't have a way to insulate. The glass insulators were heavy, expensive to make. It was a Christian man who took a trip to Israel. Name was Dr. Eby, Dr. Eby's father. I forgot his first name. He goes to Israel. He sees the clay pots everywhere, and he realizes clay is heavy, is lighter. The way they put it together, and it insulates well, and it's cheaper to manufacture. He's the man who came up with the idea of ceramic or clay insulators. Saved the companies back then, in their dollars, millions of dollars. In our dollars today, billions of dollars. Christian men. Without Christian men, without Christian inventors, there would not be the societies you have today. And I would just say that for you that have inventions, create, invent whatever you want. Use it for yourself. Use it for your families. Because if you decide to patent it, all those patents, they go directly to England, to Serco. Serco manages the U.S. patents on everything that is created, everything that is patented in this country. It goes to England, to Serco. They oversee everything. They document everything. Nothing that you do is private. Nothing that you invent. Don't think you're not going to be able to get the finances to get the seed money to create whatever it is you're patenting. And if you do, the minute you begin to, they begin to fund you, they want to see, okay, step by step, you show us your patent, step by step by step by step. Forget it. Do it for yourself. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. And have a wonderful afternoon. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll look down this rabbit hole and the apparatus of terror again tomorrow.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.